You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Denver's Mix 100. Jeremy is out ill today. We hope he's feeling better and is able to come back tomorrow. Hey, that's what you get when you got a bunch of little kids running around your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just gonna happen. They go off to school, they bring it home, you get it. Jeremy's got it.
So unfair. Such an unfair way of life.
We carry on with a trending report, however. You know, there was a big ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for that new park that they're opening up above I-70, the Central 70 project, which I remember when years ago they came out and they said, we're going to do this funky park with soccer fields and everything. It'll go over I-70. People were like, what?
Whoa.
But, you know, as we started seeing drawings of it and everything, we're like, hey, that's actually really cool. Well, they did the most politician thing you can do yesterday. They did the big ribbon cutting with the mayor, and the governor was out.
Big scissors and all.
I laughed, Josh, because I actually, one time in my life, I got to be one of those people doing the big giant scissors.
No way.
It was hilarious. It was,
oh, that's cool.
What was it? It was something at Westminster Mall.
Okay.
They were open. They were doing, I don't know if they were, they had like refurbished it and doing like grand reopening. It was something like that. And it was like the mayor of Westminster and some city council people and me, because I was the radio host who was out there that day. And they give us all these giant scissors.
Do you feel powerful with those scissors in your hands?
No.
Really?
Dude. No, you feel like a moron. You really do.
I always thought they looked kind of cool.
I know, but you've got all these, you know, people with their cameras taking pictures, and you're holding these big cartoon-like scissors, like something
that's funny.
A Wile E. Coyote would
yeah,
have, you know,
exactly.
Going after Roadrunner. It's so silly, really. But anyway, the mayor and the governor were there, and a bunch of other people, and they have now done the official opening of this park, which has an amphitheater, some soccer fields, splash park. It's really cool.
It looks cool. Yeah, I'm excited. It looks awesome.
They're supposed to do more for the public, I think, this weekend with that. So Okay. Anyway, that's going on. Nuggets got another big win last night at Ball Arena, dumping the Houston Rockets by 20 points. Nuggets are going to be in Atlanta, Hotlanta, for a game tomorrow night against the Hawks. And the Avalanche, they got to try to get that really bad taste out of their mouth from the spanking that they were subjected to up in Winnipeg.
That was bad.
The Avs are in Buffalo tonight to deal with that. This is funny. Speaking of sports, there is a story that's out where they surveyed people asking what is the rudest behavior that you encounter when you go to sporting events.
Huh. Okay.
Rude behavior at sporting events. And the number one is people standing and blocking your view.
Sit down, people. Come on now. You can't stand the whole game.
This is a bigger segment for our show, because whether it's at a sporting event or a concert, there are two kinds of people. There are those who like to sit down and watch, and those who feel like you're not really a fan unless you're standing up jumping around. Now, I gotta admit, when I go to a game, if something dramatic happens, I will leap to my feet.
Yeah, and that's okay. No, that's fine. That's an appropriate time to be standing.
Right, but when it's just like second down and six on your own 18-yard line, you don't need to be really standing up for that.
Dude. Not at all. Have you ever had the fan where you're sitting next to and he or she is talking and basically commentating the entire game, giving their opinion, like they think everybody cares what they think about the game? That is the worst to me, my biggest pet peeve.
To me, because my seats, I used to be a season ticket holder for the Rockies, and I sat up second level, and there would always be the guy who's yelling down to the field.
Because they can hear you.
Because I'm sure those players hear every word. And I would just tell the people with us, like, that person is only performing for the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the sake of the players out on the field. It's like, hey, everyone, look at me. Look how involved I am in the game. Blah, blah,
100%.
Blah. Anyway, number one, people standing and blocking your view. Number two, getting drunk. Number three, usually those first two go hand in hand,
yeah.
Cutting in line, heckling, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh.
I'm not as excited about going to events like that anymore. Just not because of the sporting event or the concert, but just because of people.
Yeah. If you can avoid people at all costs, that's what I do.
Can I rent out Ball Arena just for me and like 10 friends?
That'd be awesome. That'd be so fun.
That would be what I'd like to do. People magazine every year puts out there, they used to be the person of the year. Now it's the people of the year.
Oh, okay.
So they have named four celebrities as their people of the year for the inspiring work they've done, don't you know?
Okay.
That includes Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
Really? Okay.
What did he do?
He helped when during the Uvalde school shooting happened.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay,
he met
okay.
with a bunch of victims' families. He spoke at the White House about it. He's pretty involved in stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quinta Brunson, she's the person who created the sitcom Abbott Elementary. She's won all sorts of awards for that. Jennifer Hudson, super talented.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Hudson is the youngest woman to ever achieve what they call the EGOT. That's
oh, yeah.
EGOT. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's somebody who has won the four major performance awards, the Emmy, the Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award.
Whew.
There's not that many people who have won all four. Jennifer Hudson is one of them. She's the youngest to ever do it.
That's impressive.
I mean, when she showed up on American Idol years ago, people were like, she's the real deal. She didn't even win American Idol.
No, which is crazy.
Stupid. Number four on this list is Mila Kunis. She has raised a ton of money for refugees from Ukraine.
Oh, so. Yeah. She and Ashton, they're like a power couple, man. They do
they
a
really
lot
are.
Of good for humanity.
They really are. Al Roker from NBC is hospitalized again. He's been rehospitalized now with blood clots. He's got some health issues going on. They say his condition has improved since they put him back in the hospital, so we send our best to Al Roker. Speaking of morning television shows, if you like some juicy gossip, the Good Morning America show, there's a couple of co-hosts there, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Apparently, the big scuttlebutt is they've got this huge affair that's going on. They're both married, not to each other. And they reportedly have now both left their respective spouses so that they can be together.
Oh, it'll last. It'll last, Dom, right? They always do.
One of those things I'm like, I don't really care.
Good for them.
Spotify wraps up its year with the most streamed artists in the U.S. and globally. Globally, the most streamed artist is Bad Bunny. I know Josh is a huge fan.
Oh, huge. I know all his works.
Here in the US of A, most streamed artists, top three, Drake, Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny.
Really? Okay.
Those are the top three most streamed artists. And the most streamed song for 2022, and you hear it right here on Mix 100, is the Harry Styles song, As It Was.
That's a good one. It's catchy, man. It's catchy. It gets stuck in your head all day.
So there's that. Also, Spotify does this thing where they send you a thing at the end of the year where it shows you what you were listening to more than anything else. It's kind of eye-opening.
Yeah. And oh, yeah.
Sometimes it makes you think, why am I listening to that so much? And then lastly, on a personal note, I have always believed that of the five classic members of Fleetwood Mac, because they've had members come and go, but if you took the iconic five, I've always felt that Christine McVie was the most talented of the whole bunch. I know that others get all the attention, especially Stevie Nicks, and bless her heart, I love Stevie Nicks too, but I have always been partial to Christine McVie. She, to me, was the one who wrote the bulk of their hit records.
Yes.
And sadly, if you hadn't heard, she passed away yesterday at age 79 after what they call a short illness. And so there's all sorts of memorials that are coming out. When I applied for my first job in radio at age 16, I had to turn in a like a demo tape of me on a little microphone talking up records, you know, like
I was
a disc jockey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I remember the little demo tape I made at home on my little reel-to-reel machine at home included Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac, which is one of Christine McVie's songs.
Yes.
And I thought I would play a little, even though a lot of our listeners are like, who's that? Those of a certain age will remember many of these tunes right here. Hold me until the sun comes up.
stuff.
Those are all Christine McVie songs, written and
so
sung.
Good. Those are so catchy. Come on.
And I always thought that she was the heart and soul, really, of Fleetwood Mac. So.
Yeah.
Sad to say that she has passed. And that is what's trending now with your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100.